So when we have visible abilities, which also are needed in services and which can be seen by everyone, at that time, how can we maintain humility? First of all, actually, ability and humility are both two successive installments of Krishna's mercy. Ability is often the first installment. Because if you didn't have any ability, how will I serve Krishna? So some abilities may be correlated with our original talents which we had. But quite often we find that some devotees, they would hardly speak anything in their social circle also. But when they come to Krishna Bhakti, they start becoming fluent speakers. Or even if we had some abilities, those abilities developed enormously. And we are able to serve Krishna by that. So that gift of the ability is also Krishna's mercy. And by that ability, Krishna gives us a steady forum by which we can serve Him. And it stabilizes the connection. Because sadhana is one level of connection with Krishna, but we can't keep doing sadhanas fully. So ability is the first installment of Krishna's mercy. Now, when we serve with our ability, naturally, if we do the service well, we will get recognition, we will get praise. And that recognition, we can let it go to the head or we can let it go to our heart. Letting it go to the head means, I am so great. And letting it go to the heart means that we see that actually this Krishna very mercifully accepting my service and encouraging me. So Krishna only gave me this ability and Krishna is now encouraging me. Yes, you are doing good service, continue this. So if we especially focus on some of the pastimes where Krishna's loving nature is manifested. For example, for me, pastime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances with Haridas Thakur's dead body. It's extraordinary. Normally, a sannyasi will not even touch a corpse. That culture to pick up a corpse and dance with the corpse. It's extraordinary. So, for each of us, which is some pastimes are there wherein we feel Krishna's love coming out very vividly for us. Then meditating on those pastimes and think, this is the Lord whom I have the opportunity to love by doing this service. So, but if I let myself become proud, then I neglect this Lord, because then I am just thinking in terms of me. And I am neglecting this Lord for some little recognition that I am getting. So, by focusing on Krishna's loving nature and trying to see our ability and the appreciation we get for the ability as the opportunity to reciprocate with Krishna, we can minimize the chances of pride. And it is not always, again, not always bad to be proud. What do I mean by that? Actually, there's a very nice pastime of one Prabhupada disciple. He's a very good Kirtaniya, I forget his name. Pankaj Angriku told me this pastime. He says that he used to play very nice mridanga and sing very nice Kirtan. So, one day Prabhupada came to the temple in the evening and he was leading Kirtan. And Prabhupada just came right by him and stood above him. And he looked up, Prabhupada was right there. I understand. Prabhupada, your kirtan is so nice. Now, this is like the ultimate tribute for a disciple to have the spiritual master come and appreciate. So then he said, but Prabhupada, sometimes I feel proud. And Prabhupada said, what's wrong with that? And walked away. Now, Prabhupada, so many of his books have said, what is wrong with pride? Now, here you see, what's wrong with that? So what does he mean over here? See, the point is that we cannot wish away the pride. There is some anartha of pride in us. And if that desire for recognition, that desire for appreciation, if that inspires us to do bhakti seriously, that is definitely 100 times better than we trying to get appreciation and recognition in materialistic circles. So it's like we cannot artificially jump to a state of complete pridelessness. Just like this Brahmacharya Ashram and then the Sannyas Ashram.
If she suddenly made everybody into sannyasi,
it would be chaotic. So like that, to expect that suddenly we can become completely free from pride. Now again, I would say that it's not always pride in the negative sense. There is a natural human need for reciprocation. And if we are we have that need, that should not be thought of as pride also. But even if it is pride, assuming, still, rather than imagining that I can be prideless completely right away, and in that process go into some mental complex that I am so proud or whatever, we focus on trying to serve Krishna and reciprocate with Krishna. And by that, gradually, we will ourselves start seeing that in serving Krishna, there is far more satisfaction than in trying to titillate my ego. So, by seeing the ability and the opportunity to serve that ability and the appreciation that we get from that from such service as reciprocation with Krishna, we can avoid that pride to a large extent. Thank you. One more.